Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of creation and science according to Islam. Once again, I would like to let you know that we are relying on our new book, Exposing the Truth About the Quran, The Revelation of Error, in this study. And we are still continuing our study of the creation of Adam. And in the story of Adam, we will see that there are so many contradictions in the Quran. Add to that, many of the fairy tales, which literally require a huge size of imagination for anyone to believe in. To continue our study, I'd like to ask the following question. Where was the garden in which Adam and Eve lived? According to Muslim scholars and the Quran, it was in heaven. This is shown clearly in Quran chapter 2, verse 35. And we said, O Adam, dwell you and your wife in the garden, and eat from it plentifully, wherever you will, and do not come near this tree, so that you will be of the unjust. This story is repeated throughout the Quran. Also, in Quran chapter 2 is a description of the temptation of Satan and the fall of man, and how Adam fell from the garden in heaven to earth. Well, let us continue our study by investigating Allah's commands, Satan's temptation, and the fall of Adam, as it is described in the pages of the Quran. After Satan refused to worship Adam, the Quran teaches that he was kicked out of the garden, which Muhammad, as well as the majority of Muslim scholars, believed was in heaven. There is no doubt that Allah kicked Satan out of heaven when he refused to worship. Quran chapter 7 verse 13 states, He, that is Allah, said, So get down from it, so it was not for you to be proud in it. So get out. Surely you are of the lowly. Allah commands Satan to get out of heaven and descend from it because Satan disobeyed his command, which is in Quran chapter 7 verse 18. As we read, he said, Get out of it, despised, driven away. Also, in Quran chapter 15 verse 34, we read, He, that is Allah, said, So get out from it, so surely you are a stoned. And the word stoned here means the one whose the stones are thrown at. Notice that as Muhammad continued to repeat the story in the pages of the Quran, he rewrote the statements of Allah and other by using different words. And here we must ask the question, which one of the previous statements were the words that Allah actually spoke? Did Allah say to Satan, So get down from it, so it was not for you to be proud in it? So get out, surely you are of the lowly? Or did Allah say, Get out of it, despised, driven away? Or did Allah say, So get out from it, so surely you are a stoned? Even though Muhammad states that Satan was kicked out of the garden in heaven, in Quran chapter 7 verses 20 through 22, Satan was still in the garden to tempt Adam and his wife to eat from the tree. For that is what we read in Quran chapter 7 verse 20 through 22. So Satan whispered to them to show them what was hidden from them in their nakedness. And he said, Your Lord has not forbidden you from this tree except that you become angels or that you become immortal. And he swore to them, Surely I am an advisor to you. So he brought them down with pride. So when they tasted the tree, their private parts appeared to them, and they began to cut and glue together leaves of the garden on them. And their Lord called to them, "Have I not forbid you of this tree? And I said to you, surely Satan is your obvious enemy." Notice that Satan, in the previous verse, is speaking to Adam and asked him to show him the tree of immortality. That is nonsense, as we have seen in the Genesis account. Satan was talking to Eve, not to Adam. And he did not ask her to show him the tree of immortality. But actually, he asked her the question, "Did God say that you should not eat of every tree of the garden?" But that's not what is written in the Quran. For in Quran chapter 20 and verse 120, Allah said, "So Satan whispered to him and said, 'O Adam, will I show you the tree of immortality and of the kingdom that will not perish?'" In his interpretation, the great Muslim scholar Ibn Kathir addressed how and where this took place. He said that it was acceptable that Satan met with them in the garden as he walked through it, not as if he was living there, but visiting. Additionally, he stated that he whispered to them while he was standing at the gate of the garden, or perhaps he was below the heaven when he whispered to them. Ibn Kathir, like others, did not know how this happened. The problem here is the Quran teaches that the Garden of Eden was in heaven, and that Allah cast Satan out of heaven because he refused to worship Adam. Since Muhammad erroneously stated in his Quran that Satan talked to Adam and Eve after he was cast out of heaven, Muslim scholars try to find a solution for this error. That is why they came up with the fabrication above, saying that Satan was passing by, visiting, or whispering from the outside of the door of the garden. All the above fabrication are nonsense. In Quran chapter 2 verse 36 through 39, we find Muhammad ended the story of Adam and his wife's removal from the garden, which he said was in heaven, by stating that Allah cast them down to earth. The final punishment for those who would not follow the guidance of Allah was that they would be the companion of the fire forever. In Quran chapter 2, beginning from verse 36, "So Satan made them fall from it," and the "it" here is heaven. "So he got them out from where they were, and we said, 'Get down, you will be enemies to one another, and you will have on earth a dwelling place and enjoyment for a while.' So Adam received words from his Lord, so he relented toward him. Surely he," that is Allah, "the relenting, the merciful. We said, 'Get down from it, all of you. So either guidance will come to you from me, so whoever follows my guidance, so no fear on them, and they will not grieve. And those who became infidels and denied our verses, those are companions of the fire. They will abide in it forever." This is what I would call an extreme shortcut of telling the story. Can anyone read these three verses and tell me how Adam fell into sin? Was it he or his wife who fell first? And what did they really do? We know from verse 35 that Allah said to them not to draw near to this tree. What tree? Is this really what the Bible said? Did the Bible say not to eat of the tree or not to draw near to the tree? In verse 36, Allah said to them to come down to earth, which meant that they were really up in heaven. And as we continue in the story of the Quran, we read in verse 37, Adam received words from his Lord. What words? Would simply receiving words from Allah fix the problem? And that's how sin can be forgiven?
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
One could say, perhaps in other parts of the Quran, there will be more details to the story of Adam and Eve. For example, the story is recorded in Quran chapter 7, verses 20 through 25. Let us begin by verses 20 and 21. For the Quran stated, "So Satan whispered to them to show them what was hidden from them in their nakedness. And he said, Your Lord has not forbidden you from this tree except that you become angels or that you become immortal. And he swore to them, Surely I am an advisor to you." And here we must emphasize on something very important. For in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 18 and 19, the Bible clearly commanded that no one can add to or can take away from the prophecies in the Bible. But as we see, Muhammad in the Quran took away from the Bible and also added a great deal to the Bible. Perhaps one would say Muhammad took away and did not mention some portion of the biblical account because it was not important. And also, perhaps Muhammad added information which was important and will help the Muslims to understand the action and the story at a deeper level. However, that's not the case in the stories of the Quran. Let us have a closer look at Quran chapter 7, verses 20 and 21. As it is written, "Satan whispered to Adam and his wife so that he might show to them their private parts." What a strange statement. When one reads the interpretation of Muslims who are called scholars, he will discover the chaos of the situation. For as usual, they will disagree and Allah knows best. What clothes were Adam and his wife wearing before they tasted the tree? Add to that the words of Satan concerning why Allah forbids them from eating from the tree. He said in Quran 7:22 that Allah forbids them because they would become angels or live forever. As it is written, "So he brought them down with pride." So when they tasted the tree, their private parts appeared to them, and they began to cut and glue together leaves of the garden on them. In this verse, we read, they tasted the tree, not the fruit of the tree. and they became naked and glued the leaves of the garden upon them. Then Allah asked them the question, have I not forbidden you of this tree? Wow, it is amazing. Allah asks questions. It is amazing that Muslims reject the Bible because they found in the Bible that God asks questions. They claim that if God is all-knowing, He should never ask questions. Sadly, they do not understand that when God asks questions in the Bible, it is not because He does not know the answer. It is simply because He wants us to know that we have sinned against Him. And He is giving us the opportunity to repent. However, Muslims have no objection to Allah's questions throughout the Quran. In Quran chapter 7, verses 23 through 25, we read, they said, our Lord, we have become unjust to ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy on us, we will surely be of the losers. He said, get down, the one of you as an enemy to the other, and you will have on earth dwelling and enjoyment for a while. He said, in it will you live, and in it will you die, and from it you will be brought out. Once again, the Quran clearly stated that Adam and Eve confessed that they had done wrong. They sought the forgiveness of Allah, and then Allah sent them down to earth. Still, questions remain concerning the fall, how the temptation took place, and the true conversation between Satan and Eve, and then between God and Adam and Eve. We cannot find the answer for these questions but in the pages of the Bible. The story of Adam and Eve and the fall is also repeated again in Quran chapter 20, verses 117 through 120. For there we read, so we said, O Adam, surely this is an enemy to you and to your wife, so do not let him get you out of the garden, so you will be in misery. Surely you will not be hungry in it, neither will you be naked, and you will not be thirsty in it, neither will you feel the heat of the sun. So Satan whispered to him and said, O Adam, will I show you the tree of immortality and the kingdom that will not perish? Notice, in verse 120, Satan whispered to him, meaning Adam. But back in Quran chapter 7, verse 20, Satan whispered to them, meaning Adam and his wife. One must ask some question. Did Satan whisper to Adam, or did Satan whisper to him and his wife? What was Satan whispering about? The Quran stated that Satan said, will I show you the tree of immortality and of the kingdom that will not perish? Did Adam really not know the location of the tree? Then in verse 121, they ate from the tree, and their nakedness was shown to them. That is exactly what is written as we read. So they ate from it, so their nakedness appeared to them, and they began to cut and glue together leaves of the garden on them. And Adam disobeyed his Lord, so he was seduced. Adam repented, as it is written in verses 122 through 124. Then his Lord chose him, so he relented on him and guided. He said, go all of you down from it. Each of you is an enemy to the other. So whatever guidance comes to you from me, so whoever follow my guidance, so he will not go astray nor be in misery. And whoever will turn away from my reminder, so surely to him a life of hardship, and we will gather him blind on the resurrection day. What about the inconsistencies of Allah's statement after the fall of Adam? Notice in the following three passages taken from Quran chapter 2 and Quran chapter 7 and Quran chapter 20, a question must be asked. Which statement is truly what Allah said? We need to examine the following three passages carefully because each account is different. They cannot all be right, for the conversation only happened one time. Notice in Quran chapter 2, verses 36 through verse 38, we read, "And we said, get down, you will be enemies to one another, and you will have on earth a dwelling place and enjoyment for a while. We said, get down from it, all of you. So either guidance will come to you from me, so whoever follow my guidance, so no fear on them, and they will not grieve." But in Quran chapter 7, verse 24, we read, "He said," that is Allah speaking to Adam, "get down, the one of you is an enemy to the other, and you will have on earth dwelling and enjoyment for a while." But in Quran chapter 20, verses 123 and 124, we read, "He said, go all of you down from it. Each of you is an enemy to the other. So whatever guidance comes to you from me, so whoever follows my guidance, so he will not go astray, nor be in misery. And whoever will turn away from my reminder, so surely to him a life of hardship, and we will gather him blind on the resurrection day." Three different passages about the same account with completely different words. Which one of these passages is the true account? And to continue with our study of creation and science according to Islam, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.